Mr. President, allow me to start by congratulating you, Ambassador Lee Song, on the assumption of the presidency, and you can count on the full support of the Netherlands delegation. I also wish to extend a warm welcome to the new colleagues that have recently arrived, and the Netherlands delegation looks forward to a fruitful collaboration with them. At the outset, I would like to take the opportunity to commend the Secretary General of the Conference on Disarmament on her statement. The Netherlands shares the sense of urgency expressed by this distinguished speaker. In addition to the statement delivered by France on behalf of the European Union, I would like to make the following remarks in my national capacity. Mr. President, the Netherlands deeply regrets the lack of substantive progress due to the pandemic, as well as political circumstances that have prevailed us from focusing on the substance of our agenda since 2019. My delegation has long argued that the CD can only make progress by focusing on the substance of the agenda, including in our 2019 Back to Basics working paper. Allow me to recall that the program of work is not an end in itself, but merely a planning to structure our work. Setting up a simple structure in the opening week of the CD should be our priority. We cannot afford to spend too much time on this. For the Netherlands, the commencement of negotiation on a treaty banning the production of fissile materials for nuclear weapons and other explosive devices remain a key priority. In similar vein, developments in outer space are increasingly cause for concern. The Netherlands is keen to focus on reducing the vulnerability of space. We want to contribute in a step-by-step approach to further develop the normative framework, which could lead to further legally binding measures. The open-ended working group, established by the General Assembly Resolution 76/231, provides an excellent opportunity to make such progress. The establishment of these fora, like the open-ended working group, outside the CD and open to all UN member states, is a consequence of the continued deadlock of the CD and exclusion of other UN member states in its deliberations. The Netherlands has long supported a dialogue on the improved and effective functioning of the CD. These discussions should include work on updating the rules of procedure, as proposed last year by Canada. The Netherlands fully support this proposal, as did an overwhelming majority of the CD, and as was demonstrated by the joint letter to the High Representative for Disarmament Affairs, Mrs. Nakamitsu. Mr. President, the CD does not operate in a vacuum, and developments outside our conference have a bearing on what happens here. These developments include key milestones on the disarmament agenda, but also geopolitical developments. One of the key milestones on the disarmament agenda is, of course, the postponed 10th NPT review conference. We need strong and continued commitment to the strengthening and implementation of the NPT. And it remains our collective responsibility to use the review conference to take stock of where we are, to reflect upon what we have accomplished, and to set new goals in order to address the current challenges to our multilateral and security environment. In the context of the NPT, nuclear disarmament verification, risk reduction, crisis stability, and crisis management are major points of attention for the Netherlands. We will keep advocating for measures aimed at nuclear risk reduction, such as communication channels, transparency, dialogue about doctrines, and increasing decision time in crisis situations. Concrete measures of these issues can provide the basis for tangible steps in the context of the 10th Review Conference and beyond. In this light, the Netherlands welcomes a joint statement of the five nuclear weapon states of January 3, 2022 on preventing nuclear war and avoiding arms races. In particular, the affirmation that the nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. We look forward to follow-up actions. In this context, the integrity and full implementation of the JCPOA also remains of priority. We urge Iran to return to full compliance with the JCPOA and to fully collaborate with the IAEA. A rapid and successful conclusion of the diplomatic efforts in Vienna to ensure full and effective implementation of the JCPOA by all parties is of key importance. Mr. President, there are a number of concerning developments in the international security environment that deserve our attention. the substantial and unprovoked military buildup on the borders of Ukraine, in combination with Russia's aggressive rhetoric, is cause for serious concern. We call on the Russian Federation to de-escalate and to engage in dialogue. We all have a shared interest in Eastern Europe, stability and peace. Equally, the Netherlands remains concerned about the increasingly sophisticated nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs by the DPRK. We have taken note of the recently repeated missile tests conducted by the DPRK and strongly condemns all such activities, which are in violation of the UN Security Council resolutions and pose a serious threat to regional and international security and stability. We once again call on DPRK to cease these activities and dismantle their nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs in a verifiable and irreversible way. In closing, allow me once again to assure you, Mr. President, of the full support of my delegation for your efforts to get us to substantive work as soon as possible. We look forward to receiving your proposals at the earliest convenience. I thank you, Mr. President.